much of what President Trump campaigned on related to science and the environment hasn't materialized in his first 4 weeks in office. Yet he ordered expedited environmental reviews for infrastructure, called for rejection of two big conservation components, and nominated a man to head the Environmental Protection Agency who sued the EPA 14 times. All of that has scientists on edge. Among them is Sonia Klinsky, a professor at Arizona State University who studies how climate change policy is developed.
But the concern from science, I think, in general, is that we see the current administration so far not spending a lot of time thinking about the evidence that we have or seriously looking at the policy options, which all have pros and cons.
Professor Klinsky says the president's opposition to the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan and the waters of the U.S. rule are short-sighted and could have impacts that potentially would not be felt for up to a century from now.
The reason we have public policy is to help us govern issues which extend beyond the individual.
The Clean Power Plan would require states to cut carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. It's on hold under a Supreme Court order. The Waters of the U.S. rule expands the list of rivers, lakes, and wetlands under protection of the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers. One advocate says the Clean Power Plan would protect the environment and be an economic boost in Arizona. Stephanie Sklar is the head of the Tucson-based Sonoran Institute.
We, the Sonoran Institute, had done a study which indicated that if the Clean Power Plan went into effect, that there would be tremendous economic opportunity for Arizona to be able to build out from already existing and permitted sites clean energy that could then be sold for economic benefit to Arizona, to California, and other places in the region and the country.
In the absence of White House or congressional policy moves, a conservative think tank called the Climate Leadership Council has proposed a carbon tax plan. Among its members are advisors to the last three Republican presidents, going back to when Ronald Reagan was in office. Ted Halstead heads the Washington-based council and says addressing climate change is an urgent matter.
The situation is so much worse than most of the public recognizes. This is not some distant future problem. This is a very real current problem.
The council's proposal is for an oil, gas, and coal tax at their sources. All the money collected would be rebated to U.S. households. The plan also calls for eliminating most of the EPA's regulations and repealing the Clean Power Plan. ASU's Klinsky says carbon pricing is used in 40 countries, but the plan can't work by itself.
The best evidence we're seeing from other jurisdictions is that carbon taxes work best when they're combined with other regulations, not entirely replacing them.
Don't look for a carbon tax endorsement from President Trump. He consistently campaigned on a promise to revive the nation's coal mining industry as a way to grow jobs. The Sierra Club's Bill Corcoran of Los Angeles says that could reverse what's been more than two decades of dramatic air quality improvement under the Clean Air Act passed in 1990. It reduced emissions from industry, vehicles, and power plants.
The Trump administration seems to be focused on undoing much of that progress. And in the case of the carbon pollution that's driving climate disruption, seems poised to cede to China global technological leadership in developing clean energy technologies.
One other area of worry for ASU scientist Sonia Klinsky is the president's campaign call for the United States to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, approved by nearly 200 nations in 2015. The U.S. stance on that and myriad environmental and climate change issues rests with the new administration and the Republican-controlled Congress. In Tucson, I'm Sarah Hammond.